All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your host, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Rigorilla? What are you saying, buddy?
This is it. Back in the studio.
This is it. Big playoffs going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun to watch.
It's been exciting.
It has. It really has. I mean, there's been a couple snoozers, but it's been a lot of fun watching these games. I've enjoyed them.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's good for hockey.
Yeah.
Speed of the game, the execution is superb.
It's probably on our level, like we're yeah. together on
well,
the line.
Of course, you know. Yeah. Slow things down, throw the needle,
to slow it down.
Get the Toby in action.
Yeah, exactly. Man, where do we start? We start with the Boston Bruins, because that's like the biggest story probably.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah,
it was in the playoffs.
Just a small upset. A
little bit. I didn't think Chara was on top of his game.
That turnover in the third period.
It killed him. No, but seriously, you know, coming off the President's Trophy, which
by
I know
far.
I had Boston, you had Boston.
Oh, yeah, I think who didn't?
Yeah, well, someone
did. Yeah, one of our fans did, yeah.
You know, coming off the best, you know, record in the history of the league, when they were up 3-1, I'm like, they don't blow leads in games, let alone, you know, a 3-1 series.
Right.
But, God, that Florida team, man, they're resilient. Just relentless, man, yeah. Just all over the puck and made plays when you had to. I mean, just go back to game 7 and getting that, you know, pulling Bob and getting that goal, you're just like,
yeah.
I mean, like,
the pressure is on.
Yeah, and I had a tough time with it because we've got buddies that play in Florida, my buddies that are the trainers, and my buddies mm-hmm. trains with Boston, and then Jimmy Montgomery, good friend. I hated seeing them lose, but I also loved seeing Florida because they deserve to win, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they came back. They're down 3-1 in a series, and they come, you know, they fight back, man. And you know, you had to be nervous as a Bruin, like, going into game 7. Like, these guys fought
back. Oh,
yeah,
no, for
like,
sure.
You know, and you know, because we went – through that, not me as a player, but you were, you know, you almost felt like once we got that to game 7 way back in 2010, like, obviously anything can happen in game seven, but like you almost felt like we had the momentum, and it didn't look like it in the first period when it was 3-0. Yeah. But either way, it was unbelievable comeback by Florida. You know, Tkachuk, man, this guy's a fucking animal.
Yeah, he's
that trade for them. Like,
certainly panned out.
Yeah, it's for Florida. For Florida. It's okay. Yeah. You know, we don't want to get into the Calgary building and all that again, but because it didn't go well. Didn't go well there. But, you know, talking about this this upset, like, is this the biggest choke you've seen in, you know, in the playoffs?
I mean, I would say so. It's definitely tops the list. I mean,
is it bigger than the one in, you know, 2010,
yeah. Probably just because there was more expectation and pressure
when you set a record for wins.
I mean, you just assume that they're gonna win, right? I mean,
right.
And they're up 3-1. I know it wasn't down, you know, it wasn't like 3-0, but
right.
But still, I mean, I think it's more of a blow to the ego and the team for sure.
Is it bigger than the Columbus upset over Tampa? No, in 2019.
All right, yeah.
That was a pretty big upset.
It was.
I'm not sure. Was Tampa the President Trophy winner that year?
They set the record for wins
that year. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
so,
I forgot. I thought you were making a joke about Columbus versus Chicago. Yeah.
No, normally I would be, but that was a pretty big upset as well.
It was
along the same lines.
It was. I maybe this one just seems more.
Yeah, it's more recent.
More recent and just seems to be a bigger news. But I mean, it's devastating if you're Boston Bruins or a fan or anybody in the organization.
It's funny. Like, I talked to Goody. To Radko Gudas after the game. It was later in the night, and he was just like, it was almost eerie how quiet it was in there. I mean, as soon as they scored that goal, it was just like,
oh yeah,
you know,
they all knew.
And I said, you could actually on TV, you could hear you guys like, woo, you know, everybody yelling and stuff, and it was like they were showing Boston fans.
Oh man, it was.
Oh my God,
they knew right there that it was over. Right?
Yeah,
you could just sense it.
It was crazy, but
what do you think, Nast? What is the biggest choke?
I don't know, man. Being up 3-0 in 2010, like, because we were a part of it.
Yeah.
I feel like anytime you lose a 3.
Well, yeah.
No, you know, that happened with the Kings, too. Remember, they were down 3-0 when they won the cup the 1 year. But I'm going to go with this one because, like, I mean, you win that many games in the regular season.
Yeah.
He really didn't have, as far as we know, any like injuries.
You're right.
They they went up 3-1 and then they just got out.
Did they lose three games in a row all year?
I think they had at one point, right?
They had a little skid there, right?
There was a little tiny skid. I mean, it was tiny, and I don't even know if it was three games, and it may not have been three in regulation. But
yeah,
either way, we have to go back and check that. But yeah, you're right. But I just feel like, just the way how good Boston was this year, all four lines going. You know, I did think it was wild that they switched goaltenders in game seven. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not blaming it on that at all. I just wasn't sure about that, but that's not, you know.
Game time decision.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he was terrible either. I mean, Verhaeghe's goal was pretty sick and overtime. Pretty good shot. I don't know. Actually, Tkachuk had... Swayman, like, I don't think he could even see the shot, but
yeah,
it's another topic of these goalies dropping and leaving the top of the net. These guys can fucking, that's where all the goals going,
right?
I mean,
and we'll talk about that in the oil series, there
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, anyway,
how about that Panther second line with Tkachuk, Bennett, and Cousins? Talk about a line hard to play against,
man. Like, those guys, and I love it for Cuzzy because, you know, like, we'll get into the second round later, but he scored a big goal the other night in TO. But they just don't stop.
They're relentless.
They just don't stop. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with Tkachuk.
Because just
the way he plays the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like everybody jumps, like, hey, this guy's gone.
You got some swag.
Yeah, man. And you just see it all through the lineup, but you're right, baller. That second line's unbelievable. They get chances every time they're on the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making something happen. you got to give him credit, and Bob played really well.
Yeah, yeah, he's really finding his groove.
Yeah, that's huge for them. Like
finding it again.
We were just talking about this before we started, but like, there's another team. Like, Bob gets hot, man, and it's the way this team plays. You know, you never know. Same as, you know, the Kraken, like we were talking about them. They're just one of those teams, yeah, man. You never know. But, yeah, that line's sick, baller. They've been really good. They're really good in game one. And T.O., like I said, we'll get to that later. But it's crazy, yeah, man. Crazy upset. Crazy, crazy upset.
Yeah,
it
really
upset.
Is, yeah. And
I mean, you had Boston. I was the one guy that had Florida. I'm kidding. We all had Boston, but anyway,
well, it's hard to root against them, obviously.
Yeah, but, I know.
But you did say it several times throughout the season. Like, you know, it's scary when you
the President's Trophy winner, yeah, man. Like, that was the only thing I was worried about for them. But I mean, really, should that matter? I know it's last 10 years. I think one team made it past the second round, and I think it was the Rangers made it to the conference finals, like back in 2014 or something like that. But every other team either lost in the first or second round.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they really don't have any that we know of, any, like I said, any injuries to blame. Like, no one really hurt that we know of, unless, did you say Bergeron? There was something going on with him. He did. That's right. Game 82. So maybe he wasn't at full strength, but they had guys miss games during the year, and they just get, you know, next man up, and they just still got
so much
it done.
Depth and
chemistry. So anyway, yeah, I think this could be considered one of the biggest chokes ever.
Like, I would say so.
In my opinion, I'm going to go with that one, yep, even over the Flyers back then. So,
yep.
New Jersey Devils, man. Exciting team to watch.
Yeah.
They end up winning in game seven, man. I love when these series go game seven.
Yeah, I agree.
But boy, the Rangers, wow, man. You're up 2-0. You got to get one win at home, eh? Like, game three or four. But you got to give the Devils credit, man. We talked about it last week. They put a kid in net. He ends up, you know, he lost the one game, game six, I think. But that plot picking him up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The first goal in game seven there, man, he outworked three guys, gets the puck, makes a hell of a play. Just it's kind of like microcosm of the whole series. Like, mm-hmm, just they outworked. Shesterkin was pretty good in those first two games, but I thought the Devils carried a lot of that play.
Yeah.
But, man, Jersey's fun to watch.
Yeah. I got a lot of speed and skill, and yeah.
But I know you want to talk about that hit.
Well, yeah.
But Trouba, I mean, Meyer, like, that was,
that's
got to
be like top three, top five hits of all time, no?
It was almost reminiscent of Big E's hit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't
God.
Know if I've ever seen anybody get hit harder than that, but this was
it's like walking,
right there,
skidding
man.
Into a wall, man. Like, that was – yeah, no, I mean – it's one of those hits you're just like, your mind is blown because it's such a big open ice hit. But then, like, you know, the new NHL and the rules and the headshots, like, we watched it how many times this morning in slow-mo. It's like, clearly,
the
whether it was targeted
contact.
Or not, it wasn't targeted on the head. But, like, the point of contact was the forehead.
Trouba sees him.
Yeah, of course. But you're lining up the shoulder into, you know,
right
in the middle of the chest cavity, really. But the guy's leaned over. He's skating over the blue line with his head was up briefly there, and then probably looking down. Didn't exactly drop his head, but nonetheless, like,
they said
that's a big boy hit, and the point of contact was the forehead, and just the head crumbled before the body even took any of the impact. I mean, again. I'm not sure where the line in the sand is with some of these calls, you know, in the moment and as a suspension, but like, that would be one I would be like, what?
I didn't understand how you don't even call a penalty. Like, I know he, like, kind of had his head was up, but then it was down. But, like, the point of contact was obviously he hit him in the head, whether he meant to or not.
Well, exactly.
And any other time, that's a penalty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're like, well, you got to know where you're at in the ice. And sometimes you get they call penalties because a guy's whiplash when they don't even get hit in the head.
Yeah.
Or a player, we've talked about this, where a player puts himself in a bad situation so fast that you can't adjust. Dude, Trouba had him lined up for five strides.
Oh, yeah, right off the bench.
So to me, like, and I love the way he plays, like, don't get me wrong, but that's a penalty, man. Like, that's a dangerous fucking hit. Like,
I mean,
what, if you're Trouba, what do you do? Like,
well,
how
no,
low
no,
do you go?
Well,
like,
I mean,
It's so crazy.
I don't think, I mean, you know, they always say you're in control of your body and all that. Like, but like, it was a straight line. I don't believe he was targeting the head. He was just trying to go through the body. Unfortunately, right. The guy was in a bad spot. But that's not, you know, a great argument when you're talking about, you yeah. know, debunking the hit. It's just like you have to be in control of it. So if I'm true, I wouldn't do anything different. I mean, it's like right, you're wired like that. That's, you know, you come off the bench, you see this guy flying through the middle of the ice. You know, it's perfect opportunity. Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
how could he not hit him? But then, like, you know, the spotters in the stands and stuff like this, like, technically, I mean, when you get crushed like that, you should be out of the game, right? Yeah. Based on what we know,
he
around
sat, like, I think, he I sat on the bench, right? But he, like, shook hands.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he knew what was going on at that probably point. Not. Poor guy. Like,
but, I mean, you know, I'm all for the big hits. Trust me. But, like, I'm just, like, confused on, like, how that's not, you know, a call.
I mean, to me, like, I don't want to shit on the officiate, like, the officials, because they got a hard job. We know that. But, man, it has been shaky, some of these games. Like, a lot of stuff missed. Like, gosh, guys getting in the way. I don't know if Baller posted it. Someone got crushed the other day by a linesman.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Player. Might have been the Ranger. Might have been in that series. But yeah. It was Toronto. You're right. Anyway, yeah, I didn't understand how there wasn't even a two-minute charging. Like, I don't know. I love the hitting. Like, I don't want to take that out of the game, but I just felt like that the point of contact was directly to the head.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I'll say, like, you know, like, just playing devil's advocate on it, like, well, not that you would know who's on the ice because he just hopped over the bench, but
that's true. Yeah,
but like, where's the awareness?
Yeah,
whether he just hopped on or not, like, you got to scan the ice. There's at least four white jerseys there in front of you. There was like legitimately four. And you're trying to skate through four of them. I mean, so, but you know, and then this is like, you know, again, just accountability for the player carrying the puck, right? There still has to be some awareness and accountability, right? Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, but that being said, man, it was probably one of the biggest hits I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
100%.
Oh my, beautiful head. Unfortunately, whoa, gets the head.
His glove went off, and I said to my son Elvis, I'm like, was that his head?
Yeah. Because
right. He went flying.
Sure looked like it.
But back to the Devils, man. Give him a lot of credit.
Ton of credit.
Back. And you know, the Rangers, I don't even know, in game seven, it just didn't seem like there was a whole lot there, but Panarin having 2 points.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? I mean, elite players got to be the elite players, right? And if you're only putting up 2 points in a series, I mean
he's got to have more than 2 points. That's
not enough production, obviously. I mean,
to me,
you squeeze out a couple more points, and it's probably the difference in the series. You know,
like,
he has to,
you know, like,
and Patrick Kane, you know,
he's hurt,
he's banged up, you know, he's still squeezed out 6 points in seven games, but he's not quite the Patrick Kane that, you know, we've seen in the past, obviously, but this happens with age and injuries and, you know, slowing down and all that stuff, but still an elite player, obviously, but obviously just need a little more production from some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the nature of the beast, and it's a tough game.
Yeah,
it's tough business.
It was fun Jersey's a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
I really like them. They're exciting. They play hard.
Yeah.
They're fast. So we'll see what happens with them versus Carolina. But Carolina series, pretty sleepy series with the Islanders.
Yeah.
I didn't think Sorokin was that great, especially on the Baller brought up the game winner.
Yeah.
Dude, it's almost like he just wasn't. I'm not shitting on the guy. I'm just saying, like, aren't you more aware, like, into the game? It was kind of just like a lazy play. But anyway, that series, Debo's boy. Yeah. 2 points? Three? Would you say two, Debo?
Goal and assist.
Not enough.
Not enough production.
No, not enough from a guy like that. But
as we expected, Carolina
would
win that one. You had Carolina, right, Nasta?
I did. So. You had Carolina, I had Carolina. You had the Bruins, I had Panthers. Bruins. But you had the Rangers.
I did have the Rangers, yeah. So
actually, so did I, even though I wasn't pulling for them. And the Tampa series, Toronto, I felt like Tampa outplayed them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Vasilevsky, in my opinion, was not very good.
Yeah.
Or good enough.
Yeah, not as good as he's been in the past. Yeah.
No. And it could be his body, I mean, like, can you imagine playing the much hockeys? He's played all those guys on that team. Yeah. And they've all played a lot, but a goalie up and down, up and down, up and down. But, like, I didn't think he was playing that well near the end of the year either. And I think I said that a couple times, but, like, he just wasn't good enough. I thought their team played well enough to win, but.
Yeah,
it was a fun series to watch. It was a lot of shit going on. Our boy Luke Shen had a couple tilts.
Yeah,
really, you know, like it was game. It was a physical series, but I just thought Tampa played better.
But they also you know, it's like they blew a lead, and you know, it's like let them come a couple times. And then
got to give Toronto credit.
Yeah,
for that.
Exactly. So it's like
definitely.
It's good for the game, Toronto. It's good for Canada, right? Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, there's obviously a lot of excitement around around Toronto in general, but moving past Tampa, which is obviously a team that had a ton of success.
I know, man. They're just a hard team to eliminate, but they found a way to do it. Your boy Dubas was up there.
Oh, yeah. Some double pump, fist pump, Sully.
Has he ever celebrated anything?
I don't think so.
It was like under the wall. It was like hugging Spez. But
it looked like it was his first time, that's for sure.
Well, and it was because they haven't been in the first round since 2004.
It was a little awkward.
Oh, man. Well, they kind of fell asleep here. We'll get into that round two because the pesky Panthers came in.
Oh, pesky Panthers. Yeah.
But let's get over to the West where you had a little bit better.
A little more success over there.
Your picks were better there. Vegas.
Yep.
They knocked out your boys. The peg. Who you had?
I was probably being a little biased towards the peg just being from there. But, you know, obviously the Golden Knights prevailed. And
it didn't look like it was that difficult for them, too. And it wasn't much of a. Their coach.
Yeah, called them out publicly.
Called them out. And
you don't see that very often. Not at the end of the year.
Like that either. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I know Blake Wheeler had a lot to say about that. Usually coaches don't really not go at the end after of the season guys. Like that. Your best guys got to be your best guys. We all know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of in the middle of the season. Hey, we're struggling.
Yeah.
Our best players need to be better.
Yeah.
And I think you can – but to call them out in the playoffs.
Yeah. And they didn't go through that funk towards the end of the year where they barely snuck in there. They were lucky probably to get in almost. But
they were definitely lucky to
carried that over.
They got in because other teams lost.
Yeah, well, exactly. Right, yeah. So that wasn't, you know, overly exciting.
No.
You know, it was kind of to be expected, honestly.
But I will say, Mark Stone coming back, like he didn't play almost half the year.
Yeah, he's just one of those special players that just knows where to be and great stick.
Very good.
Strong. And a leader, obviously. Yeah, right? He's just a great leader.
For a reason,
exactly.
The one that you did pick, well, you did in the West. You did well in the West.
Three and four in the West.
Yeah, you did. Seattle Kraken.
Yeah.
Man, what a series that was, and then for them to hang on and win in Colorado, Game 7, tough place to win for one. I know they have some injuries in Colorado, but I was so happy for Hack.
Yeah, me too.
And I like the way that team plays, man. We talked about relentless, like they are relentless.
Yeah,
man. They're on top of you. They're fast.
Yep.
And they, you know, they found a way to beat the defending champs.
Yeah, man. And the only reason I rooted against Colorado was because we saw them live. We saw the practice in the game. I think that would be the only reason that I would, you know, obviously I'd probably rooting for Hack there a little bit, but but other than that, it's just like the speed and the execution was like, holy shit. Not that Colorado didn't have that, but you know, gave me just enough to hang my hat on, whether it was right or wrong. But
one thing I do want to bring up is we didn't talk about earlier was the hit that McCarr put on McCann. He's out of the fucking, he's not playing right now.
Yeah.
That's more than a game suspension to me.
Yeah.
Play was dead, whistle blown, and he just throws the guy down. You know, like to me, that's where the league's like, I know McCarr. It wasn't like a hit during the play where he never does that. Dude, that was frustration.
It was, yeah.
And it was a dumb play.
It was a dumb play.
And now they've lost a big time goal scorer.
Yeah. No, like, I know.
That's another thing that I think
this is where the inconsistency lies,
it's so
right?
Bad. It's so bad.
It's always like, who did it?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there's some other variables around it, of course.
We all want to watch McCarr play. Like, but, dude, he did something really dumb.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
So he should have to pay for it. He got one game.
Fully agree.
One game.
But
that's neither. We're
way past that now.
Did you call the league?
still reviewing it.
Prongs, I quit doing that.
What did you guys think about the Eberle hit on Cogliano?
Right, like they did call a penalty, but hey, I get suspended.
Yeah,
you hit a guy, and I love Jordan Eberle, and he's not a guy. Again, he's not a player that's looking to do that.
Yeah,
but it's. I don't know, man.
Especially when they count the outcome of the hit, right, yeah. into the formula on how they deal with some of these hits.
And so they say that sometimes. Well, it depends on.
Of course, right? I mean, if the guy's hurt, I mean, fractured his neck.
Yeah, and not to go back to McCann with Seattle, but the guy's out.
Yeah,
like he's still out.
I know.
He got one game. But back to the Eberle hit, yeah, man, it's like, I don't know, man. It's inconsistent.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah, and we were talking about, you know, the 5-minute majors were able to review it. You know, something like that, maybe that is the call
right
for that to come into play.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. If you call it, and then you can review it.
Right.
But to me,
but then it's a bold call bad, then. Yeah.
And all four guys miss it. Like, I know it's not an easy job. Like, we know that. But, like, all four guys miss something. Not necessarily that one, but, like, can't they call down? Like, can't they... I don't know.
I know.
But, I mean, but, it's a lot.
You know, going into the playoffs, you wonder what type of conversation the officials are having before these games. Like, yeah. You know, because obviously it's a different animal, right?
Right?
It's like you can't call everything right away. Everything is special teams. But there is some things that you cannot ignore.
You hate to see, like, everything, they've let everything go, and then they call something, and you're like, wait a minute, this has happened 10 times tonight.
And those are just like makeup calls where they know that they missed something, and now they're chasing the game. And you see that, obviously, during the regular season, but you hate to see that in the playoffs because it
generally haunts you.
Yeah,
unless it's something absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
Like, just let them play.
Let them play.
Let the guys decide it,
but
it's a lot going on. I understand that. But they have four guys out there, and if it's something major, like linesmen can... blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so.
Moving on, Nass. What else we got?
The Oilers and the Kings series ended up being really good. I mean, it was a really good series, but God, both teams just scoring like crazy.
I know.
But Oilers found a way. Kind of really good for Canada.
It's great,
I don't want to say it's better for hockey that the Kings don't make it, but with Connor McDavid.
I would say so.
You know, it's probably
kind of like Toronto Maple Leafs and Austin Matthews, right? I mean, it's just great. It's just good for hockey.
But the Kings really, like, I know they had a good year, but man, they were a team that wouldn't stop. And, you know, they'd get up, Edmonton come back, tie it. You know, Edmonton would go up, Kings come back. Like, it was a really fun series to watch, man. But this Draisaitl and.
Oh, my God.
I know McDavid's probably the best player in the world, but this guy's right there. Like, he's
just
insane,
in a different way,
man.
Yeah. Just a different style, but
might be one of the smartest hockey players. I mean, way to go out on a limb, but like you watch him play, he's a smart, intelligent hockey player.
Bringing up that goal yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, one of his four goals, but like to have patience and the eyes up like that, and to not just like throw it at the goalie's side of the goalie, but like to lay it in there beautifully.
It was a saucer.
It was a soft saucer.
Off his back. And he meant to do a ball or pull that clip at some point.
I mean, obviously we've seen other guys do something similar like that. I mean, there's other players around that have high level skill like that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
like,
100%.
But when you see it just like in real time.
He's looking there. He sees it, and you get the one angle. You see him looking there and be like, oh.
Just lay it in there. It's almost such a nonchalant play that it catches like the defense and the goalie off guard because like you've been thinking to do something like that, but got to be on your post, Nast.
You got to be on the post. That reverse RVH.
Well, why would he be leaning forward like that? Was that just like a flaw in his technique or probably?
Probably,
right?
I would assume. I mean,
you should be up
against the post, but like we've talked about this before. If the puck's on the goal line, I don't know why the guys are down. Why can't you just be on the post?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It's not my wheelhouse.
I'm not mine either, but like, you guys on the goal line, the only way he's scoring is if you're down.
Well, if you're creating a space, yeah. I know.
And that's what happens. It happens a lot.
I'm sure they were showing some footage this morning.
I mean, I actually texted my buddy Bozy last night, and he's a goaltending coach for the Rebels. And I'm like, what's going on with your goalies here? Are these guys going down, the puck's on the, he's like, I gotta see it. I was like, sorry, I think I caught him in bed there, it was late. But anyway, I don't get it. But either way, Edmonton beats LA. It was a hell of a series. It really was entertaining. Stars in many. You had the Stars. Yeah. I had the Stars. I believe I had the Stars, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
I hope so.
Oh, I did. The only one I messed up on in the West was Colorado, but I didn't want them to win it anyway. But the Stars, man, they lose Pavelski game one. I didn't think that, but they kind of like ran away with it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Baller was saying that earlier. Like that series kind of just turned into Stars just outworking him, and Sagan came up.
Yeah,
it was big. You know, I think we talked about that last week. He played really well. So, you know,
getting Pavelski back, four snipes, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Started round two there. Pav comes in. They lose, but four goals, man.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And two of the deflections, like redirects. This guy, he's the best in the game at it. Like everyone knows that. I think someone was saying on TV, like, did he had to have played baseball? Because this guy,
right.
It's not just the blade. He directed the one in, and you could tell it was like the shaft of the stick.
Right.
But
must have been a bunter.
Pav, he might have been. but yeah, so that series, this series with the Kraken is going to be wild because both teams, they're a pretty fast team too, obviously. Dallas, everybody's fast.
Yeah,
now,
I know,
but,
right? Yeah, there's no slow players.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I'm up right now on you, but I think only a game.
One game, yeah.
Yeah, I'm up a game. Yeah. So we got to get into the second round and your picks.
All right.
So now I've got a feeling the Hurricanes are going to win game one like 4-1. I don't know. Oh, yeah, they did. I'm just kidding.
What a great prediction.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Canes versus the Devils.
Yeah.
Well,
I know the Canes are up, but I would have gone Canes anyways.
You
so,
were gonna
yeah,
go Canes.
Going
to go Canes.
Okay. How about you?
I like the Canes with Teravainen. I mean, they knew Pacioretty was out, but Teravainen and Svechnikov being out, like, I don't know, man. I think the Devils kind of – I was watching Lindy Ruff last night, and he even said once they got into the game, they looked tired. They did look tired. But once they got going – or Roddy said it, actually. Roddy Brindamore said it. Not Lindy, but he said they got better as the game went on. And I just feel like the Devils might – I'm going to go with the Devils.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the Devils.
Yeah, I mean
– something about them now. I don't know if they're going to stay. They took Schmidt out last night to pull him, but I think they pulled him more to just try to get the boys going.
Schmidt happens.
but it'd be interesting to see who goes in that next game. But Florida, Toronto. Now, I feel like Florida, all right. Fucking Chara. Fucking guy. Just didn't show up.
Samsonov.
Fucking Timmy Thomas was not good enough. I'm telling you.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry. Listen to me. It's okay.
Oh, sitting on a feather.
You thought, I figured there's a spider tickling you there. Fucking Riles comes in. Riles comes in. There's a goddamn spider coming off that beard of his. And he's like, he's his buddy. Anyway, she created a web there. But listen, your boys in Toronto, not your boys, but Toronto and Florida. Florida's up one rip. They walked in there and Toronto maybe still a little high on that bus you gave them.
Yeah, right.
You know, their first round win in however long since 2004. But Florida went in there and played their game, man. They're a dangerous team.
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
Are you really?
Yeah, I just like their resilience and their energy. I mean, obviously rooting for some guys that I coached you know, that played for the Flyers. But then that being said, kind of like I said with Tampa, like, It's good for the game.
It is
good for Toronto and you know, it's and Canada, right? I mean, it's, I mean, Florida surprised me.
Yeah,
you know, obviously beating Boston, I'm gonna ride that wave right now.
Yeah, no, I know, and the way they play, like Toronto found a way to win. Like, I thought they were outplayed in that first round, like I said, but they found a way to win. Bottom line,
yeah,
but Florida. With Tkachuk leading the way, they play a pretty gritty style, too.
Yeah, they do.
And I don't know if Toronto can handle that. Not that Tampa doesn't either, though. Right. Like, you got, Powerboy, Big Rig, and mm-hmm. Perry and all those guys. But, like, just something about Florida right now, and if Bob can stay hot.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be a tough out, man. But
I agree.
The other side of that, Toronto with Marner and,
yeah,
you know, everybody they have there, Matthews and all these guys. But I'm going to go with Florida too.
Yeah.
Not because they're up 1-0, but just the way they're playing, like you said. They came into the playoffs hot. They came in riding, because they had to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm going to go
and
with
you said Bob, and Bob seems to be found his groove, you know.
Yeah. And Alex Lyon was a big help getting them into that spot.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, but Bob played really well in Toronto the other night. So we'll see. We'll see tonight, game two. Vegas and Edmonton. Obviously, Vegas is up.
Yeah.
But what are you thinking there?
I'm going to go with the Oil.
Are you?
Yep.
It's probably not a bad pick. I don't like either one of their goalies, to be honest with you. So I think it's going to be like last night, just up and down. Goals. Yeah, I think it's going to
be
Debo's taking the... Debo's taking the over last night. He put it out on his website.
Too. Yeah.
So you cashed in big time. Choice. But seriously, like, I don't know which way to go because it's hard to bet against Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. But then again, I don't hate to go with you on everything, but I got a weird feeling Edmonton. I just have a feeling they'll end up winning that series, but could be wrong. But we'll see. I'm going to go with Edmonton.
All right. I like it.
All right. I don't. Because I don't want to be the same as you.
Well,
that way. I mean, I love you, but I don't want to be, I don't want to have the same picks. Because then if we go 0-4, neither one of us knows what the hell we're doing.
Well, it happens.
It happens.
Not the only ones.
We don't know anyway.
Yeah, right.
Stars and Kraken. Kraken walked in there. Big win. What do you think?
I'm
in
riding,
overtime.
I'm riding the Kraken.
Are you?
Yep. I mean.
I am too. Grubauer's played well. I didn't think Ottinger played that great the other night. He's as good as he normally does. I mean, he doesn't usually let that many goals in, but yeah, that Kraken team, man. I got to agree with you, man.
Yeah, I just like the vibe and the energy.
I mean, if Pavelski's the only guy that's going to score
that's it,
for
right?
Stars. No, I'm kidding, but we'll see in game two tonight. Like, it should be a good game, like a good series. I think it'll be a good series. It could go either way, obviously. We know that, but I think I'm going to take the Kraken just because one, I'm kind of pulling for them, and two, they're a relentless team, man, and they're hard to play against.
Yep. No, I think that's it.
And I do want to throw, I know you're not a huge Hoops fan, but Frosty was talking about basketball last week. Curry ended up finding a way to win game seven. Sixers, Joel Embiid, MVP, and they're tied 1-1 now. Fucking Parrish and Cornbread Maxwell, they couldn't stop them last night, Sixers. What?
Irving? Kyrie?
No, they're talking about the Celtics. Did you watch any of that?
No,
game?
Of course not. No. Parrish was... but can't tune into a hockey game. I'm certainly not tuning into a basketball game, dude.
I was being serious. Mikal and Parrish, and they were sick last night, so I didn't know if you were watching.
I didn't check the highlights this morning.
Oh, okay. Any of you that know anything about basketball, you see what I'm dealing with. Mikal hasn't played since 80. I'm kidding after that, but anyway, congrats to Joel Embiid. Not that it has anything to do with us, but pretty cool as MVP.
Yeah.
Sixers 1-1.
Nasty Knuckles listeners, it's time to get your real estate in top form. You need DLI Commercial to help you on your next construction project. These experts know how to take your project from the penalty box to all-star caliber. From complete build-outs to major renovations, they've got you covered. Let DLI Commercial help you make your next construction project a real power play. For more deets, you need to head on over to their website, dlicommercial.com.
All right, Nas, what's going on around the league news-wise?
Well, I mean, obviously with the playoffs going on, there's not a whole lot, but some questions about Gerard Gallant, the Rangers, after a second year, like rumblings. You hate kind of hearing stuff coming out of the locker room from people, but you're hearing some unhappy players, which they're not always going to be happy with their coach. But what do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. I feel like this is all too common. Team loses, you know, fire the coach, right? I mean, it seems to be the common thread always, right? Disgruntled players is always going to be. But this is not the first time we've heard this, you know, in the last 2 years with him, with players, which I always thought he was very well respected from what I heard before.
I've never heard anything other than that.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure where this is coming from, if it's, you know, if it really does have legs, but I don't know. It just seems to always be the case, you know. It's like fire the coach, you know.
It seems like, though, if Drew was going to do it, the GM, if he was going to do it, it'd be soon.
Right.
Because, you know, with the draft, have to be before the draft. Up, yeah. Like it's, you think, and who knows? But I mean, like you said, it's sometimes, like, we don't know what's going on in there, though. Maybe it's a shit show.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's a lot of times it's like, we'll fire the coach. You know, still got
it's driven by the media a lot. Yeah. I mean, I know there was some internal stuff that kind of came out, but there's always, you know, unhappy players, right?
And, right.
The expectations are high, and I get it. It's a big market city and all big that, time. But, you know, he's only 2 years in his deal, so.
Right, and it wasn't like they had a bad year either.
Right.
I mean, they had a decent season. They struggled for a little bit, and then they're a fun team to watch, actually, when their stars show up to play. Unlike,
that's it.
And Aaron did not in the playoffs. Daryl Sutter did lose his job, or did they mutually – was it a mutual thing, or he was let go? Daryl Sutter in Calgary's out.
And I'm not shocked with that one.
I'm not either, but, like, I don't know what goes on there either. We're not in that locker room. But to me, like, your GM made these moves to change your team up when you were a playoff contending team. And they did lose that. Like, they had a chance to get in, and they didn't. So I kind of get it. Maybe Daryl's done.
Well, that's it. I think, you know, we're talking about, you know, disgruntled players. I think guys like Daryl Sutter are slowly, I mean, slowly, they've been fading out for a while. Yeah. I mean, you know, the shelf life of these guys isn't very long. Well, yeah, I think it's great.
I fucking love it.
But, you know, again, the shelf life of coaches is very small anyways, right? You got 3 years, maybe average.
Yeah, exactly.
And these old school guys, they wear on you even more, right? The young generation. So, I mean, not making the playoffs is generally the, you know, the variable that will get you fired.
I had heard through, I don't want to say, but I had heard when he found out that building would not be ready, game one, it was over.
It was over. He's like, he went
right no, but Daryl Sutter, you got to love the guy,
man. Oh,
man, like, God, old school. Like, even, I think I may have said before he went to Calgary when I was still with the Flyers and we were there, he was coaching the Kings, obviously. Man, this guy, he was kind of like Hexy, where Hexy would, funny, like, if another team equipment guy would come into my area, like, to fix something, he would, like, look at me like,
How are you letting this happen?
And I understood he didn't know like how it works like that. Don't they have a sewing machine down there? Which isn't his fault. He didn't know that. But I kind of laughed. But Daryl came in the one that was, I was in the room talking to Dana and Grange, and we were just shooting the shit. It was early morning, like
before guys are there,
and we were just shooting shit, having a coffee, and Daryl comes in, he's like, just looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing in here, man? And I was like, hey, coach, how you doing? And he was like, all right. You know, all right. And he shook my hand, and I was like, sorry, I was just catching up with these guys. We'll see you guys once a year. He's like, okay. And turn around, walk out. I'm like, good talk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't say it when he was in the room. Oh, I sent those guys in there.
The enthusiasm.
That's just him. Like, because he's like, what? He'll come back and say, what was
I'm sure. Doing, yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm so bothered by
he
it.
He used to say, I will say this about Daryl. He used to screw with the visiting team's ice time. You always had to practice late. Like, he would make sure, he was like, not tell him no ice available before our practice at 11. So you got guys, we're staying at the beach and stuff. It's kind of, you're not there for a vacation, but you know you're there a couple extra days.
Yeah.
Nope. Could never get into Staples till like the night, late night of the day before the game. And then you couldn't practice till like 1 o'clock because Daryl. Because he'd screw
that's
you
old
over.
School. That's
but
just
he
old
just
school.
Didn't want. Yeah, it was.
Did he have the trainers the dusting little sand particles?
He didn't do that. He didn't do that. But you know, he's a good man. Though. Like, yeah, you know, he's a good man. But it was kind of funny how he did those things. Like,
oh
he,
yeah, that was major strategy back in the day. With some of that.
All the coaches over the years when he was there, like, would be like, make sure we fuck them on ice time.
Oh yeah,
because we're out there, and I'm like, well, they don't really have anywhere to go in Philly, so I don't think they're going to care. But
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Daryl's out. That might be it for him, eh? Like, he's probably just go relax. You would think.
Who knows? He'll pop up somewhere.
Good hockey man, though.
Yeah. He's been doing it forever.
Oh my God. Dude, I the story's chief. We've talked about it before. Like, this guy just makes me laugh. But.
And guys that we've talked to that, you know, in the past that have had him, really, really liked him.
Yeah,
I know.
Johnny like, Gaudreau.
Speak highly of him.
And that's
Jeff
skill
Carter.
Guy you would think. All those guys. Moving on, a little bit of Flyer news.
Yeah.
Zamula, new deal, one-year deal.
New deal.
Great. Good for him, man. I love that kid. Such a nice kid. He works his butt off and played a few games up this year. Big tall guy. He came to a development camp unsigned.
Yeah, that's right.
And they signed him like Hexy had, you know, that was Hexy's he's been a really good American League, you know, defenseman, and he's made his way up and played some games for the Flyers, and maybe he'll be up next year because there are obviously going to be some moves. We don't know yet, but definitely going to be some movement. Our boy Lotz joined Team Canada, going over the worlds, over to Riga. I was there.
You were?
Riga, Latvia. That was my first world championship was there, yeah. So good luck to him, for when he plays Team USA. Yeah, USA, not Canada.
I don't know about that.
I know you're Canadian, but good luck to Lotz.
Yeah. Love him. Yeah, it's good for him.
Friend of the show.
Get some exposure.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Oh, man.
You and
my
I have
man.
Been able to meet him a few times with a group trying to buy the Ottawa Senators.
I love it.
It's awesome.
And originally, I thought he was part of the
Ryan Reynolds
group, but apparently he's not, and it's a different group. And I love it. I mean, he's a big hockey
awesome,
fan.
Awesome, man. He is. He really does love hockey. Like, he loves hockey.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's about money, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everything is. But he does love hockey. Last time I saw him was at the 2017
All-Star
game before,
man.
But he came in the room. It was hilarious. He walked in first. He goes, "Where's Sid the Kid?"
Oh,
you know, that's
so,
who he, because he knew Sid. You
of
know,
course.
Like,
how could he
and
not?
Sid's like so like,
yeah.
He's like, "I'm right here."
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And he took pictures and he was like, "Come on, everybody, get in here." He was awesome, man.
Yeah, that's so cool.
They were in the wives' room. So they put Snoop in the wives' room, which is directly across from the Kings locker room, which was where the West team was, obviously. And there was smoke coming out.
I was
going
to say, he had to burn an herb.
People were freaking out. And I remember seeing my one buddy worked for the Kings, Bobby Halfacre. I'm like, What did they think he was going to do?
Yeah, man? It's Snoop Dogg.
It's like bringing Debo into your house and there's going to be some fucking smoke. Like, this guy's all he does.
Oh, my God. I know. I'd like to be shocked.
Oh,
like,
my God. I know. How could you be shocked at that? Like, he's never had a concert in the Staples Center?
Exactly.
But it was to be expected. Funny. But he came into the room, and I remember the boys going, oh, my God, does he? I smell like weed. I went, well, yeah, it smells a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Not as much as Riggity Rock, obviously. But no, know, seriously, dude. It's really cool, though. And that picture Baller put up was awesome with Ray.
Yeah, the Razor.
That was awesome. It was a great pick. He actually, when we went to that, I think it might have been the first time I met Snoop was with you and Karch's at picture everyone.
That
always,
Festival Pier there, yeah. Festival Pier. Slightly and, stupid.
And, yeah. And, we took a jersey for Snoop, so we got to go meet him before he even went on stage. And the first thing he said, I was lucky enough to be the first guy because I handed him the jersey. That's why he had a DeSean Jackson on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. On. Yeah.
But he said, "How's my boy Ray Emery doing?" And I was like, "Ah, man." Like he said hello, but he had to do this clinic in Calgary right before he came before the beginning of the year. So anyway, it's a cool picture, Baller. That was awesome. You found that, and but it's really cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's great for the game, and he's obviously. As you mentioned, the All-Star game. I believe he did another commercial for the NHL at one point, too. Did he not do the voiceover of one of those NHL highlights?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And, he's obviously connected to the game. And he's a fan. But I think it's just good for the
really
game
good.
If you can get someone like that in.
Do you remember when Prongs was with Anaheim and they won, but everybody had the Peros?
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
They interviewed him during the game, and he had the Peros stash. So maybe
that's
you can
right,
find
yeah,
him.
That
he
was hilarious. But it's like, you know, you think of like ownership groups, most of the time there's no face. It's just like a bunch of rich dudes that you know what I mean? They're obviously successful in what they do, but that's a face and a little
cool.
character to it. So I'd like
Snoop,
to see that
man.
Happen. Yeah,
Snoop
exactly.
Does it all. He's the man.
Yeah, he is the
Who
man.
Doesn't like Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, that's right.
He's the best, man. One other bit of Flyer news, still looking for president.
Yeah.
And hopefully get that interim tag off Danny.
Yeah.
For the GM. But they say Eddie Olczyk is leading the race, I guess. You know, Enzo, great guy. Man.
Yeah, we've heard his name, right from the start.
Yeah, unbelievable guy. And Baller was saying that Scotty Mellenby got a second interview, so he's a great dude too.
Yeah,
former Flyer. But Enzo's an unreal human, man. I got to kind of, not that I'm best buddies with him, but I got to talk a lot over the years when he was, covering games. And
he seems I don't know him, but he's just like the way he carries himself.
Dude,
you see him around the rink. And
go out of his way to come say hi to me. Like, I just always thought really high of him. And,
good.
He beat cancer. And
he's got a lot of.
He's just a good dude. He's a really good dude. Never
resilience
heard a bad thing about him.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, good character. Obviously, I mean, that's important for that type of job. But he's obviously got a pulse on the game. Right. Obviously been doing TV and all that good stuff for a long time.
So we'll have him sitting right here if he
why not?
Gets that job. Got to get him in.
Got to get him in. Bring him in, Nas. Hit him up.
Great guy. Great guy, though. So good luck to all those guys. Love Scotty Mellenby, too, man.
Yeah, no, that would be it's not a bad number, too.
I hope it happens here soon.
I think it will.
We got the Debo's hosting the thing for the NHL. He's doing the ball drop. So, come on, man. You never know. What do we got? Six
and a half?
6.5%. So you say
strong. There's a chance.
You never know.
You never know.
Things have happened.
See if the hockey gods are looking out for the Flyers.
If Bedard goes to Anaheim, do they go to the Conway jerseys? Mighty Ducks
Mighty
from Ducks. The movie?
They should.
Do they go to those jerseys?
Why wouldn't they?
It's Hollywood. Not Hollywood.
Marketing.
Yeah. So
put your marketing
Debo
cap on that.
Debo said they should.
I would say so.
So, anyway, that's all I got.
That's a wrap?
Well, no.
Well, it's not. Then it's that time.
Well, it is that time for Clear Questions, brought to you by Clear Rum. Unbelievable, as I know, because I drink them. You watch me.
I watch you.
You watch me drink them.
Watch you enjoy them.
I do enjoy them. Unbelievable.
And we're still waiting on the reload.
We are,
must have got caught up in the
boys.
UPS.
Should be waiting a long time.
Should have went USPS.
No. That's worse.
You were worse?
Oh, my
FedEx.
God.
Oh, my God. Bring him on as
just
a sponsor.
Just something. Yeah, bring him somebody.
FedEx.
Bring somebody. Why don't you just go pick him up?
Well, I could have probably done that, but
yeah,
I've got enough miles on
them. Quicker.
Yeah, it would have been quicker, yeah. But
jeez. All right, so Clear Questions. Baller, what do you got?
This is from Train Fellow over on Instagram.
Wayne?
Train.
Oh.
If you could join the staff of one team other than the Flyers, who would it be?
Oh.
Well, who's left in the playoffs? Because you want to win the cup. Ask me that in 2 months or whenever it's over. That's actually a pretty cool question.
Somewhere hot?
Florida. I worked there.
Yeah,
that was sick. Oh, but it's probably. I don't really like where they play though. I don't like I don't like where they are for their arena, but their practice facility is pretty.
Yeah,
sick.
A lot of logistics go into that question. Hey,
it actually does. Like I would, like people are gonna think I'm crazy. Like I, New York Rangers, I think would be so cool. You know, my dad almost went there.
Really?
Yeah, way back. But the problem, it's my favorite building in the league. I know we've talked about favorite buildings. The Rangers, I think, would just be just because it's the Rangers.
And they threw $1 billion into
MSG. I mean, not a big deal. they get you get treated really well there too. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, everyone there, they got more money and they know what to do with. But that was a place that I was just like, that would be really cool. But they have such a they practice fucking hour.
Oh yeah, it's just so logistics in New York, again, right?
Traffic,
just headache.
L.A., where I was going before I got my deal, I had agreed to go there with Dean Lombardi. I had agreed, I was leaving, and I ended up that whole story where I ended up staying with the Flyers, but I had agreed to go there, a 5-year deal. And but now, once we've been to LA, it's a great place to go, but like that traffic on game days, and they never skate. It's not like you go there and you stay all day, you're at the practice rink and you got to fight this traffic. That's another place that would be really cool. But I would say,
oh, Wash.
Nah, not so much.
I was going to say, they got a great setup.
And it's cool, but like that's just not – that would be the first thing to pop in my head. Like place like Toronto, even though I'm not Canadian, so they probably wouldn't hire me, that place is unbelievable. It's a, obviously a hockey town. I mean, it's like the best. They'd be like between Toronto, the Rangers only because of
right. –
I love that building. Like, it's my favorite building in the league. So I would say, you know, probably the Rangers.
Yeah, I thought you were going
to
go.
If I could.
I thought you were going with the Coyotes.
Wow. Listen, we don't need me walking around that campus.
No, we don't.
Old Gramps. Like, fucking. I told you.
I took Peyton
to Arizona, not ASU. My oldest daughter went there for her first year, and I was on a run. And her mom, Stormy, was upstairs in the hotel, and I was coming back, and she's like, hey, come up to the room when you get back. And Bryce was up there with her because Peyton was doing all this, when you're sorority. She had all this sorority stuff going on, so we had to go early. So we were there, and Stormy says to me, hey, you need a neck brace? I said, what? She's like, you're running like this. I was like, oh, I was not. She's like, no, I'm kidding. She goes, I was actually proud of you because you like just kept running. But oh boy,
ASU. Yeah, you'd have to really have put your focus cap on.
Boy, I'd be on some ads.
Nazi's OCD is in full force.
It's a good thing there's only a 5,000 seat arena.
Yeah,
there.
I know, right?
There's only so much to look at, right? But yeah, no, that would be a cool spot, especially if they get Bedard, which I don't know if they will. But yeah, Arizona, like that's another anywhere warm. I would like Florida, but like I said, that building, I kind of try to take everything into account. So I would probably say the Rangers because they're the Rangers, even
of course,
though I don't
yeah.
pull for the Rangers ever. Like I don't like the Rangers, but that's my goal.
Beauty.
This is from Anthony Giampaolo over on Twitter. We need all the luck for that number one pick on Monday night. What crazy superstitions do you remember players having?
Well,
we talked about this
a
couple times. Well, definitely one question.
Have like, gosh, I got to really put my thinking cap on because everyone says they're not superstitious, but everyone's got them.
What about Yogs?
Right.
I know he had some interesting things going on before games, didn't he? He was just reading the Bible and
he did. He had his
not that that's like a way out there thing, you know, it's interesting for people to hear about.
Yeah,
the way people focus their mind.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad. And I'm trying to think, like, even like I didn't ever really have any goalies that were that superstitious, which usually you hear, this guy's got to have, and like I said, a lot of players say they're not superstitious, but they are.
They don't even realize
it. Provy. I'm going to go with Provy.
Yeah.
Just because the most recent, everything he did is like, everything he does. And he's like, I'm not superstitious, Nash. Nass, and I'm like, oh no, fucking 5:05. If I wasn't standing in that room to cut his stick, he's calling my phone.
Oh yeah,
because I would always, you know me, I'm down. I was always down talking to the other equipment guys. My phone's ringing, and then the guard's going, Nast, Provy's waiting on you. So I would cut his stick, then he would go tape it, and then I had to be there to throw him a puck. He had a Patrick Kane stick that he would mess around with. I've got video of that, actually. But I had to throw a puck to him so he could catch it, and then I could fuck off. I could go back to what I was doing. But he would call me. He would call myself. Yeah. I didn't answer. He had people in the hallway yelling at me. So he like, but that's Provy, too, the way he, you know, he prepares for the season. We all know about his. He's got all these coaches, all this stuff. But I think he was pretty superstitious, even though he tried to say he wasn't. Yep. I'm going to go with Provy.
Provy. I like it.
One more. Michael Taglianetti over on Instagram.
Tags.
Nasty. Tags. Any chance with Torts and Danny B running things, you come back to where you belong?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, I guess we'll see. I don't know. Maybe we'll have some discussions and see about that.
Oh, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Is that what I said? I might have had some of your meds in me when I replied to that. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I can't say too much. I don't know. We'll see. Good question, though.
And that's a wrap, Nast.
Is that a wrap?
Episode 116.
You sure?
In the books.
In the books, baby.
All right, knuckleheads. Until next week, tune in for episode 117. Till then, stay safe.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.